You're listening to The John Vogel Show, presented by Anchor.
Good morning, good evening, wherever, whenever you may be listening. I'm John Vogel, and welcome to The John Vogel Experience. Yeah, see what I just did there? It is Tuesday. We're day number two of the week. I had some good personal news. So, I know that there's some of you out there that pray for me when you listen to this. And you listen, not when. So, thank you. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you for everything. Things are really starting to look pretty good, I think, on a couple fronts. My personal life. That I've needed them to start getting good. So, there was something yesterday that I should have talked about. And I apologize for forgetting to bring this up. Because this is gold. Alright. Ex-Ole Miss quarterback. Chad Kelly, who has bounced around the league a little bit, played a little bit with Colts. I know there's another team he played with. I just can't think of who they were right now. He came out yesterday, or 2 days ago, I think it was Sunday, and said that on Twitter, said that he is the fastest quarterback in the NFL outside of Lamar Jackson. If you've ever seen Chad Kelly play, you know this statement is bullshit. I can tell you, I think I can think of five quarterbacks in the NFL that would beat Chad Kelly in a race. Jalen Hurts, Taysom Hill, Dak Prescott, Deshaun Watson. Hell, Josh Allen might even do it. Yeah, nice try to get relevant again, Chad Kelly. It didn't work. You're not close. You're not. Kelly's had some off-the-field issues and some serious maturity issues since he left Ole Miss and went to the NFL. I mean, he already had him at Ole Miss. He's a bit of a partier, liked to play around a lot. But, man, once he got to the NFL, he's had some serious stuff, some assault-type stuff. That he's had to shake off. And it's actually a wonder. It's a miracle he's even still in the league. Just absolutely just a dumb statement, trying to get some attention. Nice try, Chad. Nice try. Granted, there are a few things to get into today. First off, the NFL has offered the NFLPA zero preseason games as of yesterday. The NFL, we talked a little bit about this yesterday. The NFL wanted at least one. The NFLPA does not want any. And the NFL went ahead and offered that yesterday. So, big step. If you look, the NFL is doing everything that they possibly can to not look like the MLB. The MLB screwed this up so bad this year. With the, are we going to play? Are we not going to play? Will the players agree? Oh, it's the players' fault. No, the players, it's not our, the players, not, it's not our fault. It's the owner's fault. Owners come back. No, it's their fault. They're holding up the season. Players, well, we want to get paid. We don't want, you know, anyways. It was a long, long, long drawn out thing. And now we're about to have baseball start off, which is good. But this should have started like a month ago. Here's what it is, you know. It is what it is. The NFL is trying desperately right now not to look like them. So they're going to give in to a lot of the players' demands. The players understand the leverage that they have and are totally using it. So while the owners are negotiating and trying to get what they want, it's not a full-hearted attempt and they're not firm on it because they're obviously dropping a lot to make sure that that doesn't happen, which is good for football. It means that we're going to have football this year, and that's what we want. All right, so there's a lot of concern around the NFL with players with the COVID and player safety. And the NFL is working on a set of guidelines that will allow players to, in good, you know, in theory, stay healthy and not catch the COVID. you know, and some players do have some reasonable stances, you know. So Russell Wilson, his wife, Sierra, she is pregnant right now, and he would not like to bring the virus home. I do not blame him in the slightest for that. And, you know, there's things like that that go on around, and I totally get that. And I said this yesterday, I understand if you're concerned about it, but if you're that concerned, don't play. It's kind of simple. Everybody's really overthinking this, but just don't play. If you're not comfortable playing, don't play. It's not that hard. It's really not that hard. You know, so it is good to see everybody working hand in hand, though. We'll give everyone credit for that. Especially with everything that's gone down with the other sports, with them trying to figure all that they're doing out. So, here's a heavy topic for the day. And when I say heavy, I mean this is up there. At least for some people. So, we mentioned here on the show as a laugh, early first thing yesterday, that Jemele Hill is called Donald Trump voters racist. And there's no wiggle room. Of course, it came out. OutKick brought it to the attention of the national social media spotlight that Jemele Hill's mother, according to Jemele in 2017, voted for Donald Trump. Now, Jemele has just entered into a contract with ESPN. She's an ex-ESPN employee. She doesn't work directly for them, but she is a major part of Colin Kaepernick's new documentary series that Disney is doing. ESPN very heavily involved in. Kaepernick brought on Hill to be a part of making this documentary and a major part of it. OutKick reached out to ESPN yesterday and asked if the company agreed with Jemele Hill's stance that all Donald Trump voters are racist. ESPN said no comment. If you look at ESPN employees and their social media pages, you can tell when they're conservative or more moderate leaning. Because at this point right now with ESPN, they are a far left leaning organization. They don't care about moderates and they don't care about conservatives. They would rather you take your business elsewhere. Go watch somebody else. Which is good, because if you're a college football fan, you don't need to watch College Football Game Day anymore because you've got Fox Sports Countdown, which is honestly a more insightful and probably overall better show since they've added Urban Meyer and put that extraordinary cast together. So if you're looking to get out of ESPN, you don't want to watch College Football Game Day anymore, you don't have to, because Fox has a very good show that they are putting out now at the same time that College Football Game Day is on. Now, This is the message that ESPN is sending. They don't care. And as I was saying, you can tell which employees are more moderate or conservative leaning. It's the ones that don't talk about politics. Because all the left people that work on ESPN talk all the time about politics on Twitter, social media, take pot shots at people. The ones that don't, they stick to sports and keep it at that. It's because ESPN has a very strict social media policy. And if they take anything that you say as something that could potentially hurt the company, they will fire you. We've seen it before. It actually backfired on them with Jemele Hill. That's why she's not at ESPN anymore, because she made some comments about Donald Trump and boycotting the NFL. That didn't fly too well with ESPN. So, it wasn't the Donald Trump, it was the boycott the NFL and screw the owners or whatever she said. So you have a bunch of employees that won't speak their minds, that won't talk about their opinions, that won't do things like the other ones will, because they know that they can't out of fear of retaliation from their employer. But you'll go on there and you'll see me in a Keens. You'll go on there and you'll see Sports Center anchors. You'll go on there and see random analysts taking shots at political figures, all conservative leaning, with their liberal ideologies. And ESPN doesn't say a word. Last week, or 2 weeks ago, we just saw this. Josh Hawley, Missouri conservative constitutional lawyer / senator, sends out a big questionnaire to the NBA. Adrian Wojnarowski responds with, fuck you. Imagine if he had sent a big fuck you to AOC. You think that perhaps ESPN would have fired him instead of issuing a weak apology and stepping and suspending him, quote unquote, indefinitely, which he'll be back as soon as the season starts. They've got NBA games to cover. Imagine if Jemele Hill had said all Biden voters are racist, no wiggle room. You think that she would still be working on this documentary with Colin Kaepernick? You think ESPN would have allowed that? I don't think so. Here's the thing about ESPN. They don't care about you. They don't want you if you are a moderate-leaning or conservative-leaning independent thinker. They don't want you to watch their stuff. So it's very simple. The solution here is very simple for you. If you are one of these people, do not watch them. Go watch other things. Guess what? I'm going to blow your mind. If you've been thinking that ESPN is the only way to go, it's not. There are people on YouTube. I am putting together a list of people on YouTube, people on social media that you need to follow, that are not going to blast politics in your face while they're talking about sports. And if they do, it's going to be more conservative or moderate leaning, as opposed to alt-left liberal. But there are YouTube channels out there. There are great YouTube channels of people that really care about football, don't care about your politics. They would appreciate you watching them. And you will learn more by watching a lot of these people. Another thing is, like I said, there's Fox Sports. They're not completely on the case, because I mean, if you watch Undisputed or First Things First, you're probably going to come away with some real tensions. But speak for yourself. Great show. Marcellus Wiley, Manuel Acco, a former ESPN employee. Acco's already said things that ESPN would have fired him for saying. All right, so there are other options out here, is my point. There are other things to watch. You just need to find those things. And I will do everything I can to make sure that that is easier for you to find. Anyways, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we've got some other stuff to get into, specifically college football and more. Next on the John Vogel Show.
Welcome back to the John Vogel Show. The best place to start your podcast is Anchor. If you are looking to start a podcast, you need to go to anchor.fm and check out all the stuff that they can help you with to get your podcast rolling. monetize with no minimum listenership. Start making money immediately. Get your podcast on all of the major platforms. This podcast is on 8 of them right now. Thanks to Anchor. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, etc. They get them on all the major platforms for you so people can find you and start listening. So get into the know with Anchor. Let them take care of you. Get to anchor.fm if you're interested today. Now, I wrote an article yesterday about some stuff that we kind of talked about on this show, but let's go a little bit deeper into it. The article that I wrote was about why it would benefit Group of Five colleges and lesser conference schools moving their games to the spring and playing through February, March into April. And there's a lot of people that I know straight off the bat that if I suggested something like this, they would be very much opposed to it. And it would be strictly out of, we can't move it for the government. I'm going to tell you this up front. This is not about the government. This is not about COVID-19. This is not about face masks. This is about athletic departments. There's something here that a lot of people who have never worked in a college don't understand, especially a sports athletic department in a college, is that the majority of the athletic department is funded by the football program. Football is an expensive sport for schools to get into because you have to buy all this equipment. There's so much to it. There's so many players. You're paying scholarships out. It is a very expensive sport to get into. But the rewards from it, people love football. It is the most popular sport in America for a reason. People love this sport. It's an investment for most colleges, and it usually brings them a return. There are a lot of smaller, like very small schools that it doesn't. And we're not talking so much about them. We're talking about Power 5, Group of 5, FCS, some Division 2. These are the schools that make money playing football. A lot of that depends upon how full the stadium is, which is why success is important at a lot of different schools. You want to fill the stadium up. If your stadium is filled consistently, success may not be at the top of the charts. Think Texas. Texas will fill up their stadium every week. Are they good? Sometimes. A lot of times not. Okay, so the point here is that the football programs at schools fund the majority of the athletic department. If you are looking to maximize on this upcoming season to try to keep a lot of your athletic departments afloat, it's not going to be a comfortable year by any stretch. Nobody is expecting that. But here's the thing. If the Group of Five and the FCS attempted to play football this fall, starting in September/October. Here's all the sports that they will be going up against. Power 5 college football. NHL. NBA. MLB. NFL. Any soccer that might be finishing up. Basically, starting here in August is going to be 2.5-3 months of everybody's playing sports. It's going to be sports overload, which is great. We need this right now. America needs this right now because literally people are losing their minds daily. We need sports, and sports is coming to us here very soon.
this is great. This is good. This is good. We're going to be able to finally settle in a little bit. It's all going to be good. All right. Here's the next thing that you have to understand. Try selling tickets during that time frame. As a group of five or FCS school, you will not have any Power Five opponents because presumably everyone's going to end up canceling their out-of-conference games. The SEC and the Big 12 are both trying desperately not to do that right now, but the Pac-12, the Big 10 have already done so. The ACC looks primed to follow. If the data doesn't get better in the eyes of the media, and I said this yesterday in my article, it will not because it is an election year. The SEC and the Big 12 will be forced to follow. They will cancel their out-of-conference games and start playing their conference games on schedule. So you're going to be, as a group of five or an FCS school, you are not playing any of those Power Five schools. That's your big money games. Those are your ticket games. You're not doing that. All right? You're also not going to get TV contracts like you did before. Because guess what? That's another way schools make money. TV contracts. ESPN, Fox Sports, CBS, NBC, they buy the rights to these games to air them. They pay the schools. And that's the thing here is these schools need that money. Good luck getting a TV contract while Group of Five games are Power Five games are being played along with the NBA, so basketball, hockey, baseball, NFL football. Good luck. I wish it. I don't know how you're not going to do it. That's what I do now. You would, even if Memphis was ranked 15th and they played SMU, who's ranked 10th, good luck. You might get that game, but you're not going to beat out an Alabama LSU. You're not going to beat out an Ohio State Penn State for that spot. Just not going to happen, man. So think about this. If you move to the spring, you have no NFL football. You have no Power Five football. You have no soccer. You have no baseball. You will be competing with NBA finishing up their regular season and NHL finishing up their regular season. And just as those playoffs start, you should be playing your final games. And if you want to do a separate set of playoffs, do it. So now you have the opportunity to control the TV contract markets. And as Bruce Feldman pointed out in his article with The Athletic, they will dominate TV rank ratings compared to those of the XFL or the AAF. So look, I just broke this down to you and showed you why this has nothing to do with politics, has nothing to do with coronavirus. This is about what's best for schools. Oh, right. The big point. If you move it to the spring, presumably, you will be in a position where you can and you will fill up your stadiums. No restrictions. These are all very positive things that could happen if the Group of Five and FCS schools move their games to the spring. You're going to get more exposure. You're going to get more money. You're going to keep your athletic departments afloat. That's what matters at this point. You've got millions upon millions of dollars and thousands upon thousands of athletic department jobs across the country that are depending on how you handle this. Here's the best way to do it, in my opinion. Also, there's a lot of NFL draft people. They hear this, they're going to be like, John, are you throwing the NFL draft away? we've got all these prospects that will be playing. No, no, no. This is a one-year type deal. So we have to make special exceptions. The NCAA should allow anyone who declares for the draft out of those schools that played in the spring and did not get drafted to come back with a final year of eligibility, whether it's their sixth, in rare cases, their seventh year, it doesn't matter. If they're not drafted and they want to come back and they want to do another year of school, they should be granted with that the opportunity to do so. And if they want, they should be able to get a free transfer for this upcoming season. That will be normal. All right. And now, if you do play in those spring games, you should be able to enter the supplement draft, which the NFL takes bids. If you come out of the supplement draft and you are not signed or drafted, you can take on another year of eligibility, whether that's your fifth, sixth, or in some extreme rare cases, your seventh, along with the ability to get a free transfer. You're making this the most perfect scenario for everybody, the NFL, college football, and college football athletes. It just makes sense, guys. It has nothing to do with coronavirus. It has nothing to do with the government. It has nothing to do with any of that. It's about maximizing the football season and keeping athletics in college as we know it afloat. That should be the priority here, guys. That should be the priority. All right. But with that, we are about out of time for today. So thank you for tuning into the John Vogel Show. If you're on social media, go ahead, give me a follow on Twitter, Parler, pretty much any of the social media platforms. You can find me at John D.A. Vogel. This is the John Vogel Show.